are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hello, everybody. How are you guys doing?
Good.
And we have two friends with us today who are helping out, Timmy and Bryson. Welcome. And we're going to be talking about parades today. You guys like going to parades?
Yes. Yeah.
And when do they have parades? Do they have them any old day of the year? Hallie?
Usually they have them on special occasions, okay, or like a holiday.
Right. Okay, Carolyn?
Like there's parades on the 4th of July.
Okay. Yeah, Timmy?
There's parades when your sports team wins.
Okay, so sometimes to celebrate a victory. What kind of things do you see in parades?
You see floats and balloons.
I like those like old-time cars sometimes that they drive through.
Sometimes they have bands.
You know, I was hoping someone would say bands because I have a song all about it. Of course, you knew that, didn't you? That I would have a song.
Yeah.
And what's the name of the song?
I Hear the Band.
Today we're going to learn about a celebration in Jerusalem.
You might say it was a Passover parade.
Jews from all over were coming to Jerusalem to celebrate the feast of the Passover.
As people were coming, the news was spreading.
The man of miracles, Jesus, was on his way.
They had heard of his miracles.
Just the day before, Jesus made Lazarus rise from the dead.
They wanted to see him and hear his message.
But not everyone was excited about his visit to the holy city of Jerusalem.
The chief priests were getting mad.
They didn't like what Jesus was teaching.
They were angry that the people were putting their faith in him.
Jesus knew it was dangerous to go to Jerusalem, but he knew it was the right time.
Let's read about Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. It's found in all the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and today we're going to read from the book of John, chapter 12, verses 12 to 19.
The next day, the great crowd that had come from the feast heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem.
They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Blessed is the King of Israel."
Jesus found a young donkey and sat upon it. As it is written,
"Do not be afraid, O daughter of Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt."
"As it is written" means that Jesus fulfilled the words from the prophets. The prophet Zechariah had written over 500 years before Jesus was born, "See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey." 500 years before Jesus was born, the prophet said that your king would come on a donkey. And what was Jesus doing, Hallie?
He came on a donkey.
That's right. He fulfilled the prophecy, and that's what that means. And the people were waving palms.
Yeah,
why do you
yeah.
think people wave palms, Carolyn?
To show royalty.
For royalty. When the kings came, they would wave palms. So again, they're recognizing Jesus as a king. Did Jesus come in like most kings come in, though?
No.
No.
Well,
how do you think most kings would come in, Hallie?
Maybe with all these jewels and like have a really pretty crown on.
So very fancy. People would notice them, certainly. Yeah, Becca.
On a horse.
Probably a pretty fancy horse. Yeah, Timmy.
In a chariot.
Yeah. Well, instead, though, Jesus came riding on a donkey. What do you think that showed about Jesus?
That he was humble and he didn't want to draw attention to himself like other people would have done. And instead, he came in like a normal person, and even though he was the Son of God.
That's right. Have you ever heard of the word Hosanna before?
Yeah.
You've sung songs and with your choir and at Palm Sunday. You especially hear it on Palm Sunday, I think, because we think of this story from Scripture. Do you know what Hosanna means?
Save or help.
Okay. So how was Jesus going to save or help the people who were shouting Hosanna?
Like if a family member was sick or something, he could come and heal that family member.
Okay. Alexa?
He was going to save them and forgive their sins.
Okay, so he was actually going to fulfill the prophecy of being their Messiah, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And they recognized that.
Hosanna to our Lord and King. Hosanna, praise and palms we bring. Hosanna in the highest. For Jesus rode to victory. Rode and faced his destiny through Jerusalem. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna to the King. And palms they waved to honor him, praise they gave this mighty King. Hosanna in the highest. They cheered him as he rode their way on this most triumphant day through Jerusalem. Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna, praise and palms we bring. Hosanna in the highest. For Jesus rode to victory, rode and faced his destiny through Jerusalem. Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna.
can learn some very important lessons from the people who line the streets waving palms and shouting loud hosannas.
Jesus will help us.
We can learn how to live by following him.
He didn't want attention, big bands playing, or fancy crowns. He just wanted to do his Father's work, his Father's will.
He came into the city knowing what was ahead of him, the cross, his death.
He came humbly, riding on a donkey.
He saved us, and we will live with him forever.
That's a reason to celebrate.
Hosanna to the King!
Worship the King, O glorious above, O gratefully sing His power and His love, our shield and defender, the Ancient of Days, pavilioned in splendor and girded with praise. Oh, come, let us adore Him.
Dear Father, you sent Jesus into this world to save us and help us, and we thank you, Father. Many people who lived long ago heard Jesus teach and saw his miracles. They believed that he was their King and Savior. They waved palm branches and shouted Hosanna to the King. We put our faith in you, Father, and we want to tell others about Jesus, our Lord and King, so that more people will know him and love him and put their faith in him. Jesus is the King of Kings. Hosanna in the highest. In his holy name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
And remember,
spread the news.
Jesus is the King of Kings.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
See you next time.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.